Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
My name is Ardwin Carducci, and this is my wife, Sherry.
What's your feeling about the rezoning restrictions in and around the stadium?
Well, of course, I have some issues with it, and I'm here to discuss it with them.
What are your issues?
Well, the 2.5-story height restriction leaves it essentially as it was before, and we had no development for 50 years around the old stadium. So I'm not proposing anything grandiose, but I think if a 4-story building would not be inappropriate in that area.
Or a 5-story hotel?
Well, that's just it. The highest and best use for our 3.5 acres, which is right by the front door of the stadium, would be for a Homewood Suites, an event center, and a few shops with a plaza, and it would be the most elegant walkable area right next to it.
Where's the property you own?
It's called La Galleria on Southwestern Boulevard. There's a picture. The red line is
the Galleria restaurant.
Yeah.
So you're proposing keeping the restaurant or building an addition to the restaurant?
Well, that would be a question of to deal with the architects. We would like something, of course, that would be aesthetically pleasing to go along with the stadium, and that we would probably keep it, but have substantial changes to it to make it fit better with the environment.
Are you frustrated at all that the town is being so restrictive with what could be developed around there, especially because the stadium's been there since 1973, and there really isn't a lot of development around there? So what makes you think there'll be more now?
Well, I lived it, all 50 years of it, from the digging of the hole till now. And it was only eight 10 games a year and a few other concerts. This time they're proposing using the venue much more, not only for the football games, but also soccer games, more concerts, and they even projected up to 120 events a year, many of them, of course, being much smaller. But that's, the stadium will get a lot more use than the last one did.
Is it frustrating that Orchard Park may have restrictions, yet you go 2 feet over to the ECC campus, and the town of Hamburg's maybe going to allow up to a 70-foot-tall hotel?
That's what we've heard, and it's a shame that should go to Hamburg. Not that I have anything against Hamburg, but I would love to have a Hyatt Regency Orchard Park at the stadium rather than a 2-story. The large hotels are not interested. I have chatted with them. So that means it's a Motel 6 or a Knights Inn, and that's not what Orchard Park should portray to the rest of the country.
So, do you think there'll be enough feedback and pushback tonight that the town board will A, either not vote, or B, rethink their strategy?
Well, I'm hoping so. We can always have hope. But, you know, Buffalo is the city of no illusions, and a lot of times things just don't change.
Can I get your name, sir?
Raphael Kalenko from Canada.
And what are you proposing to build around where, and what are you proposing to build?
We're proposing to build a high-density residential property at West Abbott Grove, just in behind the Wyndham Church.
So how far is that from the stadium?
About a mile and a half, not even.
Would you be affected by the rezoning codes if they put into place?
It would be affected, but positively, because the proposed is a high-density residential. Right now, it's just single-family.
And where in Canada are you from?
Just the other side of the border, Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and how big is your project that you're proposing?
It's 11 units, and the property itself is 300 by 70 feet.
Would you be doing this if there was a new stadium or not?
I think in general there is a need for more residential in that area, but certainly the new stadium helps make this project more, you know, appropriate.
Would you be doing this if the old stadium was there and there was no new stadium?
I think we might, but it wouldn't be as many units. We have a connection to the property. We tailgated there for 35 years, and we lost our tailgate friend at 92. And we are going to acquire the property there and develop it in his honor and have a memorial there as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Raphael, thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Lester.
And you own, you said, six parcels?
About 6 acres.
Six acres. Where is it in context to the stadium?
It's located in the vicinity of the Abbott Road and Big Tree Road intersection, just south of the stadium. It's currently up for sale, and this is very important to me because the rezoning will affect how those properties are developed and how I can move forward.
Is it help you in a good way or a bad way, or to be determined?
Well, what they voted on today apparently is just phase one. Phase two is coming. And in that phase, I will be included in the rezoning. But this phase tonight, I am not. But I'm hopeful that we will proceed, and the new rezoning will have enough so I can bring in a developer, develop the property, whether it's a hotel or restaurant, bar, or whatever may suit or fit that parcel, or all the parcels that I'm currently selling.
But are you happy with what's gone on so far?
It's a step in the right direction, but it doesn't affect me at the moment. The line that was drawn on the map of where that zoning is, it stops right at my properties. So what they voted on today will not affect me if they go forward with the phase two later, sometime next year. That will be when my properties will be affected.
In a good way or bad way?
I think in a good way, as far as I can tell. You know, they'll probably tweak it between now and then. For some reason, it's being done piecemeal here, but it's a step in the right direction, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Jim McManus.
And obviously you live here in Orchard Park?
Yes, I do.
What's your feeling about rezoning in and around the stadium? Should there be limited amounts? Should it be pretty wide open? What's your feeling?
Well, it depends on what they want to build and when they're going to build it.
Well, I mean, any project that would come in would ultimately have to go through planning, zoning, et cetera. It wouldn't just be blindly rubber stamped. So aren't there already protections in place?
Why, sure. I'm all for it.
Why has there not been any development around the current stadium?
There was really nothing around there right now. But once that stadium gets built, it's going to open up a lot of opportunities for a lot of people.
Couldn't you say that about the current stadium? I mean, they're right across the street from each other. The same stadiums are there.
The bills weren't what they are right now. Bills came a long way. And the new stadium and everything is just brightening up things for a lot of people. And it creating a lot of opportunities, like I said before.
Do you want to see development around the stadium?
Yes, I do.
It doesn't bother you? If it's a five-story hotel, are you okay with that?
Well, they can only go four stories, so.
Right now,
right. But no, that doesn't bother me at all. I'd rather have them build it here in Orchard Park than, you know, build it elsewhere, downtown or something like that. Let's keep that here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.